Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the Executive Director of the Community Foundation of Marshall County, Julie Hitchens. How are you doing today, Julie?
I'm doing great, and happy Friday, Zach. We made it.
We made it, yes. This is the end of the week. Weekend is here, and I'm excited for the weekend, because every weekend now, it's 1 week closer to my birthday.
So Oh, gosh.
The countdown is going.
Here we go.
Julie, at the end of March, you guys had your grant ceremony giving out tons of money here in Marshall County. How did that event go?
It went really well. We granted over $125,000 that night. There were 34 grant awards, and all those organizations are in Marshall County. So watch our social media. We're featuring a grant every day. And I challenge everyone in the audience. A lot of these are not fully funded. So if there's a project you see that might interest you in supporting, give me a call at the foundation and I can kind of tell you where the gaps are.
So, Julie, I know you really kind of highlight the three student philanthropy groups that you work with, but you have a lot of projects this year, a lot more projects this year than you had given last year.
Right.
You guys were a little more focused on some big projects last year.
Right.
What is maybe a new group or a new project this year that was kind of interesting that you guys were able to support?
Yeah, our board did a lot more grants this year and smaller grants. And the really cool thing this year, it was outside of Marshalltown. So one I'll feature is the City of Melbourne. We provided a grant. They're doing a playground by their ball fields, and it's really special. It's for kids ages 0 to 5. Often play equipment is way too big for the littles. And this particular playground will be for 0 to 5. It's fenced in. You know, maybe while mom and dad are watching ball games, the littles can be playing in the playground. So this is a 100% volunteer effort by some citizens of Melbourne and a really exciting project.
Yeah. So another great night giving out some grants here in Marshall County, supporting a lot of local groups. What is, you know, one thing that you just enjoy about the grant ceremony and that event?
I think seeing all the great things that are happening in Marshall County, and, you know, the vast majority are volunteer-driven. Very, very volunteer driven, and just seeing philanthropy in action. And then, you know, I love the students, and they write all their own grant scripts, and having them experience the joy of giving, handing over that check and saying, go do your project. We're going to check on you later. So it's a great night. It's a great night for Marshall County.
Yeah, that is for sure. Tons of money being put right back into our county here in different organizations. One thing, you know, you talk about seeing volunteers in action. We have an actual event coming up later this month. And
we
this event every year because the first time you guys gave me a gift for my birthday.
Yeah, we did it on Zach spent his birthday with us. It was pretty special.
I didn't even work that day.
That's right.
And then I left the next morning on a plane.
Yes,
it was
kind
of bang, bang.
Yeah.
But I had a ton of fun. It's an event that I volunteered at the last couple of years. It's the meal packaging event. Tell me a little
bit
about this.
Right. So this is Student Philanthropy has packaged, since I've been at the foundation, about 130,000 meals total. We typically do it every other year. We pack enough that they last 2 years. We are running out. That Taco Mac and Hearty Rice, it's had its 2 year life. So we are going to be packing on April 15th, tax day, and we need volunteers.
Okay, so what do I need to know as a volunteer? What's kind of like my time frame?
You bet.
Is there a way to register? Where are we at?
You bet. So there are two shifts. We are making a venue change, and I know this is always hard for people, but we are going to be packing at the MAC, the Marshalltown Arts and Civic Center, formerly known as the Fisher Community Center, 709 South Center Street. That is somewhat of a selfish venue for me because we have to distribute all the meals, and it's easier to distribute that, make them and distribute them in the same place. So we'll be at the MAC. The first shift, we need about 80 volunteers. We'll have 80 packing stations. It takes about an hour to pack 2,000 meals.
You won't have 80 packing stations. Probably
Eight. We need 80 volunteers. Oh boy, that was a bad math problem. We don't have 80 tables. So 80 volunteers, pack in an hour, you'll do 2,000 meals. And then our second shift is from 6:30 to 7:45. This is the shift we have the hardest time filling. I know it's later in the evening, but we need people both shifts. You can actually, we have some people that sign up for both shifts. You have to be able to stand that hour. We don't have room for seating. The only requirement is you have to be able to stand for that hour. We'll take a little break, about a 15-minute break, while we reset the room for the second pack. So you'll have a little bit of time to rest.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I know I've helped out with kids in my group as well. It's, you're kind of just doing the same thing over and over again for an hour. You create a little assembly line. But then also some of the groups, when you sign up, like I know we had like Rotary and then with some other service organizations, they were battling it out. They wanted to have the most amount of meals.
Yes, the gauntlet is down. I talked with Iowa River Hospice. They think they won last time. I really don't remember. Rotary is very competitive. And then the Marshalltown Evening Lions Club, they will be there, and they have put the challenge in that no one can pack faster than them. So yeah, it's a fun night. The hour goes really, really quickly, but most importantly, we're feeding Marshall County.
Yeah, that's the important part. But really just kind of want to stress there that age also doesn't really matter.
No.
'Cause those kiddos, yes, they had parents that were there and helping them out.
We do need parents there with anyone under the age of 18, unless you're in a sponsored group. So like our students are sponsored by the foundation. They can be there. I guess I'm their adult. But if they're we can really probably 10 and up, 8 and up. They have to be able to follow directions. They have to be able to. We had a little problem one year. They were too short for the tables.
That was my table. Yeah, we brought over some chairs.
Yeah. So, but it's a great team building activity. Businesses often do it. Churches, our service clubs. We had the soccer team from Marshalltown one year. We had some tennis players. So just grab a group. A little bit about the sign up. So we are doing an online sign up, and it's posted on our website. It will be posted April 7th, on our website, and you just click and you do a sign up genius. You can pick your shift. You're going to enter your email. I'm not going to spam you with advertising. That's so we can send you a reminder, a day or two before about the event.
Okay. And anything that people need to bring with them or just be ready to pack some meals?
Yep. So comfy shoes. I always say wear your comfiest shoes. You don't have to come in your tux. Just be comfortable in your clothes. And just bring energy, and you're going to feel good when you're done. And you're going to be led by students. This is not an adult event led by adults. It's going to be led by our student philanthropy members. So you're going to get to see what I see two times a month in action.
Yeah. So, Julie, I think a lot of people are wondering, 30,000 meals, where and how are they going to be distributed?
Absolutely.
Then?
Absolutely. This is a really interesting endeavor, and it grows every time we do it. So I've contacted over 30 feeding organizations in Marshall County, Little Free Pantries, backpack programs, church pantries, La Grand Library has an indoor pantry. They've been contacted, and in general, they'll be receiving 4 boxes, which that's a lot of meals. We'll just say that. A lot of meals to put in their pantries. These meals are really cool. All they require is water. So we're doing an apple cinnamon oatmeal. One thing in pantries we don't always find is breakfast items. Breakfast food is go to the grocery store. It's super expensive. So the oatmeal, and you can really eat it anytime. And then
I love breakfast anytime.
Well, and we made these meals, and the students sampled them because we wanted to make sure it was the right for their palate. Apple cinnamon oatmeal definitely scored the highest with our students through the taste test. And then our second one is a pasta with tomato basil sauce. And this, it was not too spicy. Our students don't have a super complex palate at this time in their life. I call my cheese pizza kids. But they thought this was fine, and it's a great base. You can add fresh vegetables. Our ISU master gardeners always are putting produce in little free pantries during the summer. You can add that. You can add mozzarella cheese, and then you can add chicken or tuna or whatever protein you want to add. That meal does have soy protein in it already, so it does have all the nutrients you need, but you can kind of, it's kind of a good base. You can jazz it up a little bit.
Yeah. So if people want to volunteer, you said April 7th, that registration went live on your website. What's the website again?
Website is cfmarshallco.org. Also, if you find us on Facebook, it will be all over Facebook. And we just ask that you sign up. It's really important you sign up and not just show up, because we have so many volunteer spots and we want to make sure we use everybody's time efficiently. Again, second shift is really important. We've actually upped that shift by 10 because we'll start distributing to those pantries. So those little free pantries will be coming in that evening between 7 and 8:30 to pick up their boxes of food for their pantries. And then any overage we have is going to go to the emergency food box the next day. So all these meals are staying in Marshall County. Food insecurity is huge. We have students that stock a couple little free pantries in the East Marshall District, and we can't fill the need. So this is really important for Marshall County. We've got the treasure, and I want to talk about who has contributed to this event. We are being led by the outreach program out of Union. The students received a Tyson's grant last fall. One of Tyson's focus areas was food insecurity. So we've invited the Tyson's employees to come and pack with us. There were some county endowment grants that went to outreach at our recent grant ceremony. There was a Your Cause grant with some private funds being matched by Rick and Mary Kay Anderson, Tom and Jade McCoy. Our service clubs always come through. The Marshalltown Lions, who think they're the fastest packers, provided funding, as did the Noon Optimist. Someone donated in on behalf of Big Brothers Big Sisters. They'll have at least one table packing that night. And then Mosaic Church has always been a supporter of packaging, and they're directing their meals to Treasured by God Ministry. So right now we've raised about $12,000. We've got $2,000 that is still pending. We're hoping to get that and be able to pack 30,000 meals.
But that ask has been out.
So it's out. Yep, we're just waiting for a decision. We'll know by the time this airs, we'll know. But just a great event for Marshall County. And come meet the students. I can't tell you how cool they are. And the world's going to be a better place because of what they do. So come pack with us. Again, our website will have the sign up link, as will our Facebook page. So if you have any questions, give me a call at the foundation. The number is 641-758-3028. Or if you're having any trouble getting signed up, please leave a number and I will call and confirm that you're signed up.
Awesome. Well, that packaging event's coming up Wednesday, April 15th. People can also head to cfmarshallco.org to register and learn more. Julie, I appreciate you really kind of heading up this event, or really working with the students.
Yeah, the students. Yeah. So this is student-led. You may be hit up by students to come pack. If you're a church member, they did some brainstorming on who they could ask to pack. And just come do a little good for Marshall County. You know, we've got the treasure. Now we need your time and talent.
Well, thank you, Julie, for all you do in making Marshall County the best place to live in Iowa.
Absolutely.